It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fat versus evil.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 293 of the BFO for Thursday, the 19th of March, 2009. Y'all, it is the last day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere, and it's the last day of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. And y'all, to tell you the truth, that's the nicest thing I'm going to say today, because I am pissed. Oh, Lord, y'all, I'm just going to tell you right now, Big Fatty is on a roll. He is on a roll.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's the nicest thing I'm going to say today, because I am pissed. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2958 of the BFO for Friday, the 31st of May, 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to close out Memory Lane month. Yes, Big Fatty, make your straight boyfriends happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
What's on your mind, Big Fatty?
It's that time to find out what's on Big Fatty's mind. And now here's Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'll tell you what's on Big Fatty's mind today. Y'all, I received a harsh e-letter from my number one straight boyfriend down there in the future, Straight Bob. That said, how is it we're nearing the end of Memory Lane month and we have not heard any mention of Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt or Cosmo Filibration? Big Fatty, what in the hell is that? Well, this is long before you joined the little show. It's two episodes that really stick out, and you heard the beginning of Cosmo Filibration at the beginning of today's little show. But y'all, I want you to go back, and I want you to go over to the BFO to March the 10th, 2008, to show number 28, and that's the one where Big Fatty tells the story about Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt. And y'all, then on March the 19th, 2009, about a year later, y'all, that is the episode about Cosmo Filibration. And anyway, y'all, I'm going to play a little bit of Cosmo Filibration because it mentions Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt. But y'all, reference those. Go back, listen to them. Y'all, it's not often that Big Fatty gets all worked up and loses his temper and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, I sure did on Cosmo Filibration. And go over there and check those things out. It's not pretty. I will tell you, it's not pretty. But and the other thing, part of Memory Lane month, y'all, at the last show of every month is the we have the Bulgarian national anthem, and many of you may not know. what the history is behind that. I know Miss West, Big Fatty who? Dr. Stone. Y'all, he used to be called Miss West. In fact, you'll hear in Cosmo Filibration, you'll hear reference. It's either Cunty McCuntcun or Cosmo Filibration. But he refers to himself as Miss West or whatever, but Scotty gave him that nickname, and he decided he was going to go through the surgery and have his name changed. Yes, Big Fatty! So, Miss West at the time sent me the music, the Bulgarian national anthem. Y'all, I had never had any idea where that came from or anything like that. Not sure I'd even ever heard of it. But y'all, it was, do you know what it was from? Big Fatty, I have no idea. Well, y'all, it is from the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Which, by the way, y'all, in the olden days at the when they had karaoke night, y'all, the only song that Big Fatty ever sang at karaoke night was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But anyway, years later, out in Lost Wages, Stevie B was there, and y'all, we recorded Stevie B singing. I think Stevie B had written me and saying, "Oh, I sang along with the Bulgarian national anthem this morning." So y'all, we just decided to make a version of it with him singing, and y'all, Big Fatty, you'll only get to play it one more time. Well, maybe two. It depends. So y'all, a little way to end up Memory Lane month. Y'all, I hope you've enjoyed it. Lots of other memories, but these were just some highlights. And y'all, now I'm going to play you just a little bit of the clip of Cosmo Filibration and where it got that name. Yes, Big Fatty!
I had a fucking week of her last year, and I had another fucking week of her this year. Have I ever been invited to be on Vera's show? I don't think so. Have you ever heard Big Fatty on Vera's show, unless Big Fatty happened to call in? Hi, you old sweetheart. No. Big Fatty's never been allowed to be on that show. No. I've got to preserve the sanctity of the show. Oh, no, we couldn't possibly have Big Fatty on here. If you like chicken like I like chicken. All right, what else is on here? Y'all, Anthony out there in the San Francisco, and now I'm not pissed at Anthony either, but y'all, Anthony made it very clear to me that this time last year, he brought up the horrible memory of Cunty McCuntcunt, because Cunty McCuntcunt, if you will remember last year, after the cruise, Cunty McCuntcunt was giving me such a hard time because of the lost luggage. And, you know, Anthony was saying, well, thank God you didn't have to deal with Cunty McCuntcunt, which immediately brought back those memories of Cunty McCuntcunt. And then there was the whole lawsuit thing, and mercifully that just kind of went away. Although, you know, lawsuits tend to rear their ugly heads just when you think you're in the clear. You're in the clear. The lawsuits will, and I don't even remember the name of that fucking law firm. It was something like Dewey, Cheatham & Howe or something like that. In fact, I think that may have been it. Y'all, Big Fatty is invited to a little soiree tonight. And, y'all, I don't know what to think about it because I'm a little worked up. Can you tell I'm a little worked up? The fucking invitation... He goes, we will be serving the signature cocktails and the nouveau southern cuisine, whatever the fuck that is. I hate it when they fucking do that shit. Signature, I don't want a fucking signature cocktail. I want Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. Don't give me any of your poopy martini, chocolate poop martini, or your... Cosmo Filibration or something like that. I don't know. Cosmo Filibration. That is the fucking title of today's show. I've got to, and it pisses me off, but I've got to write it down right now. Cosmo Filibration. It sounds like a good word, though, doesn't it? Try to use that word in your conversations today. If somebody pisses you off today, just say, you know what? You need to have a big old glass of Cosmo Filibration. And look at them and they'll go,
have you been listening to Big Fatty?
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today for right the 31st of May. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, this is someone that Big Fatty has met in person. Big Fatty, what are you doing? Well, I'm piddling. Big Fatty, he was at Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas, and y'all just recently teased with on the 20 about, oh, guess who in this picture has retired? And y'all, it was not only him, but it was Mr. Man as well. Oh, Big Fatty, I bet I know who it is. And y'all, today it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal of that Casey in Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, you know Casey in Denver? We do indeed. And Casey, now that you're retired, you and Mr. Man are retired, you've got no excuse not to be in Las Vegas. Plus, you know that Mike from the Gayish podcast wants to meet your enormous penis. Y'all, if you see Casey in Denver on the 20th, or the face space, y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of Twinkie. He can have a Twink, not a Twinkie.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Gar in Denver. Listening to your Monday little show. And the voice letter from Jeremiah. You know, I think I met or meted, M-E-A-T-E-D, that same gentleman in the Rawhide. And bringing it full circle, I'm in Denver, and I would love to meet, M-E-A-T, Casey in Denver as well. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is that in Denver, and thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and you talk about bringing it full circle. Wouldn't it be nice if you came to Pride 48 and meet Casey in Denver in the Rawhide? Big Fatty.
Hi there, Mike from Gage. Casey in Denver. How you doing?
Gussie, Big Fatty Dugan, we interrupting the two of them? Well, I think Mike from Gayish wishes we were interrupting the two of them. But Casey, I hope you have a lovely birthday. And Big Fatty, is it when's his enormous penis's birthday? Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Hello.
Hi.
I'm here all by myself.
Where?
Well, yes, pretty much by myself. I'm in Cornwall.
Who?
Yes.
Cornhole.
Right down the very end of the UK, by the sea, near a place called St. Michael's Mount, near St. Ives.
Oh.
When I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives.
Oh.
No, that's just a poem. I didn't really meet them.
Okay.
I think there were only six when I met them. But anyway.
Tell him hey for me.
So, yes. Uh-huh. I'm just here for a quick holiday.
Holiday.
A few days.
Yes.
I haven't had pie
holiday.
Yet, but I have had fish and chips.
Oh.
I've had... What else have I had?
I've had
cream tea.
Ooh. Oh,
with
yes.
strawberry jam.
Love
that was good. Poodle
tea.
Would be very pleased
cream.
About that. Poodle would like that.
Yes!
Maybe I will email Poodle some cream tea.
Oh, yes.
Don't know how well it will travel,
it'll
but we can have a go. We're just here for, like, 4 days. We're staying in this really weird building called the Egyptian House.
Of course
which is one of the landmarks in
probably
the town. And it has all this Egyptian stuff outside.
Yeah, sounds very Mexican.
I have a photo.
Oh.
I'll send you a photo if you like.
You're getting blown?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh.
Our flat is the... I think there's three floors in the house. And ours is like the second floor.
Oh,
and
wicked.
There's a staircase up to the flat. It's like teeny tiny and wiggly windy. And really, if you're not a skinny person, then... It feels like you might get wedged as you go up the stairs. It really is a small staircase, I was aware of it before I came here, so I knew what to expect.
Oh, that was Amsterdam.
And actually, the more days we've stayed here, the more it's become easier and easier. So I got used to it.
Physical therapy.
That's about it, I suppose.
Okay.
Just wanted to say hello for my holiday.
Hi.
I can see some seagulls. They are having a float about. Bobbing about in the sea. I wouldn't want to do it. Though yesterday the weather was much nicer and sunny and people were surfboarding and swimming about.
Yes.
Anyway, I ought to go and find some Cornish ice cream before I go back.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm currently in the little town of Mousehole, which
Mousehole.
Is spelt Mousehole.
Mousehole.
That's cute. Mousehole.
Yes. Mousehole.
Anyway. Right, I've got to go back to where I'm staying. I've got to go find a bus and go back to Penzance.
Oh, Penzance.
Where I think my lunch is waiting.
My best to the pirates.
Anyway, I'll speak to you again soon.
Yes.
Right, Poodle. All right, Squeaky Kitty.
Yes.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Y'all, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti. And, Paul, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you on your holiday. And y'all, the Shy Yeti mentioning all of that, y'all, I was just watching the big run on Wednesday night, and the check-in point was in Meiringen, Switzerland, and y'all, Big Fatty has been there. That church that they had the check-in at the mat on. Y'all, I've been there. Big Fatty, did you have to check in on the mat? No, I didn't. But anyway, y'all, looks like I'm heading back to the villa on Saturday, unless there's some calamity. And so don't forget, State of the Station Sunday night at 8 p.m. over there at Pride 48. We'll announce the schedule for the big June event, and the deadline for getting a little show's getting involved is today. So get those entries in. And y'all, so far so good with the Hatterina.
That's the nicest thing I'm going to say today, because I am pissed.
Oh, Big Fatty, don't say that. You'll get old Stinkpot all worked up.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.